action game, but boy, could Memorial's defense use a big, big turnover here to maybe try to flip that field position a little bit.
So Marshfield will now get the ball at their own 42. Robinson takes the snap. He'll hand off to Rohde. Rohde breaks off a tackler, sheds off more tacklers. He breaks three and is finally taken out of bounds by number 71, Kyle's Bonner. And after, that was not before shedding off three tacklers to get the first down.
Like a chipmunk finding his way through the garden right there. It looked like numerous times he was going to be brought down for a loss of five on the play. Instead, races it out almost 20 yards, and it's first and 10. And now play stops. Not quite sure what the timeout is for. I don't know who took the timeout. The officials get together. We'll take a timeout with them, though.
Yeah, when we come back, more football here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from Bjorkstrand. It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price. Bjorkstrand. This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price. Bjorkstrand. 237-2678.
And welcome back to Carson Park. Derek Bonasano with you. 2:55 still to play in the third quarter, which means only 2 minutes and 55 seconds I have to broadcast this game as the main guy. Well,
I don't know who called that timeout. They still have 3 on the board for both sides. I'm not too sure where the officials. It wouldn't be for a water break at that point. It's not a change of possession. Oh, either way.
Well, anyway, Marshfield leads 30-14. No scoring since the end of the second quarter. Robinson, back behind the center, takes the snap. He'll hand it off up the middle. But going nowhere is Hayden Carlson. He is stopped right about the line. He'll get about 2 yards, however, on the play. And second and 8 is what will follow.
The good news is Memorial keeps getting good penetration into that line. They're scratching on through, all right? They're finding a way through the VIP entrance. The only thing is they're not getting to take advantage of any of the drinks and food that's there in the VIP room. They're getting in there with getting through security, no problem, but not able to take advantage of it. So many missed tackles in the backfield.
Robinson now on a 2nd and 8. Back behind his center. He'll take the snap. Again, hand off to Taylor. This time he'll squeak through against 2-3 defenders before being brought down after a gain of 3 yards.
Well, again, there was Nickelwood Whiskey for Memorial. He was right there in the backfield. Had him around the knees for a moment and let him slip on through. Like a zebra able to kick away from the lion's mouth.
Tackling's been a problem for this Memorial team this season. And if they're going to want to be able to be competitive, they're going to need to figure out how to make those tackles for loss of at least 1-2 yards. Well, anyways, Robinson makes pass 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's a snap. Flags come flying in now, and somebody jumped. It looks like it'll be on Marshfield.
So not inconsequential. It goes from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 9.
Call is illegal procedure against the Tigers.
So now that'll back them up an extra 5 yards, pushing Marshfield back to 3rd and 9 from the Memorial 41-yard line. Sunset a while ago. Lights have taken completely over the ball field here as Robinson set for the 3rd and 9. Takes the snap, throws to the near side, catch made, stiff arm also from Brooks Hinson, but it will not be enough to get the first down. It'll be 4th and 2 yards, and I'd assume Marshfield would go for on 4th and 2, but
that would be my guess. Final minute of the third quarter. Do have to run another play before the end of the quarter. But fourth and a long two and a big chance here for Memorial. Get the stop, you get the ball back, but if Marshfield gets the first down, not only are they creeping closer to your end zone, but boy, that clock starts to become a factor.
Yep, Marshfield will go for it here. Robinson right behind his center. Takes the snap. He'll fake the handoff to 46. Hands it off to Taylor, who sheds off a tackler to the outside and will get a first down. But there was a flag, however, on the play.
Right there in the backfield, right in the area of the hold. And I would think this one will come back. And then decision time for Dennis Gadel, the head coach for Marshfield.
As we'll get the official word here any moment now. And it will be a holding on Marshfield. They will be backed up. That'll be an extra 10 yards back. And just like that, Marshfield has now been backed up to their...
Well, they're at the 42 of Memorial. It's fourth down and 12. You could bring your punter on and try to pin Memorial back even deeper. Or do you go for it and... You know, if you don't get the first down here, you have a chance of giving Memorial the ball back closer to midfield. 12 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Marshfield has decided they'll take a timeout. We'll take one with them here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
And welcome back to Carson Park. Derek Montesano with you. I only get 12 more seconds before I go back to the color position. Well, Marshfield still holds a 30-14 lead. They've got fourth down and 12 yards to go from the 44 of Memorial. And it looks like they will punt the ball away, however. Neff will be back for Memorial at about the 15-yard line. Low snap to Frick, and he'll boot this one away towards the far side. Takes a Marshfield bounce and will roll nearly pinned at the 1 yard line, but rolls just far enough to go into the end zone for a touchback. So Memorial will get the football at the 20 yard line.
Memorial's had two possessions in this third quarter. They moved it a little bit, but haven't been able to stack those first downs together. Last play of the third quarter here.
Well, it was just 4 seconds ago. Let's see what Memorial like to do. Got locked back. He'll take the snap, pitches it to Simmons on the inside. He'll run, sheds off 2-3 tacklers, and pushes his way to the past the 30-yard line. And it looks like it'll move the sticks. It'll be a first down, but that'll do it for the third quarter. So with the third quarter coming to an end, that means my time here as the main guy has come to an end. When we come back, Scott Montesano takes right back over here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Saucy? Then come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into some signature spicy hoppa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy french fries and an ice-cold mug of A&W root beer made fresh on site with real cane sugar and a proprietary blend of herbs, bark, spices, and berries. This frosty mug deserves a celebration all of its own. Dip into A&W and try them today. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
All right, we go to the fourth quarter at Carson Park. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano joining us as well. First and 10 coming up for Memorial at their 31-yard line as they'll move from right to left. 30-14, Marshfield leads. All the scoring occurring in the first half. Memorial led 14-8 at one point. with under 5 to go in the first half. But Memorial, I should say Marshfield, rattled off 22 unanswered points to take command of this game. And here comes Memorial. Gunlock in the shotgun. Simmons off to his left. Passing game hasn't been as crisp in the second half as it was in the first half. Simmons trying to go wide to the far side, the short side of the field, and he is gang tackled for a loss of 3 on the play. And just like that, Memorial playing behind the sticks. Second down and 13.
Yeah, that's something Marshfield has been able to do much better than Memorial has this game, and that's get tackles consistently.
Clark set up wide to the near side on his own, but they give it to Simmons. No, they actually give it to Neff on a wide receiver sweep coming wide to the near side. Gets to the hash marks, past the 35 to the 37. Gain of about 8 on the play. It sets up a third down and manageable. Third down and 4 at their own 37. Gunlock, shotgun, Simmons off to his right. Bunched up formation around the line. Simmons now shifts to his left. Gunlock will pass. Protection breaks down, flips it near side, incomplete. And Gunlock has lost that accuracy he had in the first couple of quarters there. He had Neff across the middle on that drive route, but led him too far. And if he throws that a little closer to Neff, he's going to catch that in stride, maybe hit the corner and go for a ways. Now it's 4th and 4 from their own 37, and Memorial will go for it. Gunlock, shotgun. Chest high snap. They need it. Throws near side. Hepke makes the catch on one knee for the first down at his 44. They needed it, and they got it. And Hepke and Gunlock have been developing quite the connection today.
Yeah, look at that connection with Hepke and Gunlock. It's really starting to come together nicely.
Gunlock fumbles the ball in the backfield, picks it back up as he and Simmons had a miscommunication. Gunlock protects the ball, but he'll be pinned inside his 40. A huge loss. A loss of, 6 on the play. Second down and 16. Gunlock, knee-high snap. Throws quick. Far side. In on the hands of Clark. Into the hands of Hinson, who picks it off. He runs far side. He's got a wall of blockers to the 25. Now waits. Brings it into the 20. Squirts through to the 15, to the 10. Cuts back into the middle, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown Memorial on the pick six. Hinson looked as though he'd been contained at around the 20-yard line as the wall of blockers had led him right towards the sideline. Somehow or another, though, he was able to get away from the sideline, cut back in the middle. It's a 50-yard pick six, and Marshfield leads 36-14 with 10:16 to go. Hinson, the fourth touchdown tonight, he is responsible for.
That first defensive touchdown of the game for him. He's had 3 offensive ones to this point, and he's having a night he's going to want to remember.
Yeah, Memorial is staring at a 0-4 start to the season, and their playoff hopes, barring a big rally in this one, are going to take a tremendous kick. They're not eliminated by no stretch. They still have 5 conference games left after today, but you have to win 4 of those. Frederick on for the extra point for Marshfield. Low snap, corralled cleanly by the holder, and the kick is up and good. Nice job on the hold by Alex Pilsner, the senior safety. So Marshfield leads 37-14, 10:16 left in this one. When we come back, on your home for Eau Claire Area High School Sports.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Now the Marshfield Tigers with a tremendous flip on a dime in this one. Lead 37-14 with 10:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Remember, Marshfield, I should say Memorial, was up 14-8, and it just picked off Marshfield in the end zone with about 5 minutes left in the game in the first half. But then there was a safety, and the wheels came off. Here's the kickoff by Frederick into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. Again, Memorial will take over at their 20-yard line. Well, coming up after the game, we'll replay the highlights, and Derek will give you a look at that out-of-town scoreboard. How is North doing right now, Derek?
Well, North is having a night they're going to want to remember. They lead Superior 36-13 in the fourth quarter.
So North right now looks like they'll pick up their first win. Remember, you need four in conference play. So next week, Memorial and North here at Carson Park, game we will not have. No coverage from us next week anywhere. And if North wins, they'll be two. Memorial's going to have to win next week. Gunlock the pass, but in the backfield, there was no protection for him. He set, ball came free. It's loose the 10-yard line. Let's not forget there was a strip sack in the first half that Marshfield eventually got a first and goal on, similar to this, and scored on. But I think they're going to say Gunlock got back on top of it, but a loss of 10, second down and 20. By the way, our next coverage of Eau Claire High School sports will be coming up in 2 weeks. We'll rejoin you in 2 weeks. Check echometownradio.com for the schedule. Hand off Simmons on second down and 20, and Simmons a short gain up the middle.
Simmons, the ball carrier.
You know, I'm reminded about Derek. You know, this is September's when a lot of new shows pop up, and been reminded on the X feed. Saturday mornings used to be for cartoons, and all these great cartoons Daddy remembered growing up, they all debuted the last couple of days, 30 years ago or so in the late 80s. Pound Puppies debuted on this date in 1986. The animated Ghostbusters debuted on this date in 1986. Some legendary cartoons.
Some ones that I will have to try to track down and watch.
You know, your sister got into the Care Bears this morning after you left for South Middle School.
Really? She did? I'll have to ask her about that, what she thought.
I think she was having Mommy look up the name of some of the Care Bears. Of course, you know who's Daddy's favorite Care Bear is.
Yep, Grumpy Bear.
By the way, Memorial never moved the ball. It's 4th and 17 from their own 13-yard line, and Kellen Brown on to punt it away. 9:35 left. Marshfield leads 37-14 as Brown gets a high short kick off. Ball will land at the 35. Memorial will take a Memorial roll past the 45. Then oddly picked up by a Marshfield Tiger at the 47 and is brought down at his own 49. I think that player thought that maybe one of his teammates touched the ball, which would have made it a live ball. But either way, Marshfield will take over at their own 49-yard line. And there's something about having cartoons on every day, and you can watch a cartoon whenever you want, but there was something magical about only having them on when the TV lords told you you could watch cartoons. It was more special that way.
See, I want to know that feeling. I'm 13.
You get whatever you want. It's an entertainment buffet every day, either on the cable we have or on the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Chase Robinson hands it to Hallen coming out of the wide receiver sweep. A lot of running wide to the near side. He'll gain a 2, maybe 3 yards, though, as he finally turns upfield. Second down and a 7. The new Sonnentag Center is officially opened. I checked out the first ever sporting event inside of there earlier today. Blue Gold Volleyball, they took on Colorado College. They ended up getting the win. Lovely facility, and no doubt a number of you tuned in today locally. You will be in that facility sooner rather than later. It is very comfortable to watch an event inside of there. That's the most noteworthy thing. It's just very comfortable inside of there. Hand off Rody, who leaps at the line and is popped as he went into the air and was shouldered down. Tackle by Luke Johnson, who's had his name called a few times tonight. Third down and 5 at the Memorial 46 for Marshfield as they lead 37-14.
Memorial just missing right now. Like, they're missing those tackles in the back that they've been missing. They're just missing those offensive drives. If they can get those two things, they'll be, I have a feeling they'll be competitive.
Third down and five for Marshfield at the Memorial 46-yard line. Robinson, handoff, Rohde, first down and more inside the 40. Pass the 35, stays on his feet, pass the 25, and he's gone. Wave him goodbye. 10-5 touchdown. 46-yard touchdown run by Graydon Rohde, and it's 43-14 Marshfield. A humbler of an evening for the Memorial Old Abes. And the big plays have been in Moss for Marshfield since that 51-yard reception by Hinson late in the first half. Frederick's extra point is up, is through the uprights, but flags before there was a illegal procedure and the ball is going to come back five more yards. So next week, north of Memorial here at Carson Park, and we'll rejoin you with coverage. Tentatively, Memorial Menominee back here, but we'll pivot if need be to North. If, say, North were to win next week, we may be doing more North games down the stretch. Frederick again for the extra point, this time from the 15, so it's a 25-yard kick. The ball snapped, the kick's up, and a kick blocked! Kick was pawed away by that guy who's been involved in a lot tonight for Memorial, Luke Johnson. So a little bit of positivity for Memorial. But with 7:38 to go in the ball game, it's all Marshfield. They lead 43-14. Memorial ball right after this on your home for Oakland Area High School Sports.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
And welcome back to Carson Park. Derek Montesano back with you. I'll finish this game out with you. Scott couldn't handle it. It's 43-14.
Oh, I can handle it, but I figured you're going to have a little bit more fun right now.
Oh, yeah, 43-14 now as Marshfield has really just pulled away in this game. Well, here's the kick over. It'll go into the back of the end zone here. And it'll be a touchback. Memorial will get the ball at the 20.
And on the positive side, our beloved Yankees got a win tonight. Your favorite player, Aaron Judge, a big grand slam down and a true game-winning grand slam. Down three, bottom seven, hits the grand slam to get the lead.
Yep, that's really the best way you can possibly hit that grand slam.
Well, you know, Daddy knows all about sometimes those big grand slam wins calling baseball.
Okay, you always seem to talk about that. You will not forget that one game. Oh, a snap here as this is an interesting situation here. Simmons is going to run. He's going to go to the 30, 20, wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. I'll explain what happens in a moment, but it's a touchdown for Shamar Simmons as he goes a long way to the end zone, and that'll put Memorial back on the scoreboard. They now trail 43-20. So what happened on that play was Marshfield was on the field grouped in a huddle over by their sideline. While Memorial was lined up at the line, they took the snap and handed the ball off to Simmons. Marshfield panicked and tried to run after him, but Simmons was gone. Memorial goes for two here. Gunlock will run. There will be flags, however, that will fly. And we'll see what this is about. But since Marshfield was on the field, since all their players were on the field, Memorial could run that play, and they took full advantage of it.
Yeah, Memorial quick snapped him. But 2-point conversion try here. They got it in, but it's going to come back. It's going to be a hold on Memorial. Another penalty in a game in which both teams have been a little sloppy in terms of the penalties. 43-20. So it's a 23-point game still. Memorial will go for it, though, for the 2-point conversion. Ball will be placed back at the 14-yard line now.
So now a 14-yard 2-point conversion try, which sounds a lot different compared to a 4-yard try. Gundlach will pass to the end zone. He's got Neff in the end zone. Did he stay in? Yes, he did. So give Memorial the 2-point conversion. And just like that, we've got ourselves some Memorial score. It's 43-22. More football still to come here at EC Hometown Radio and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
And we're back here at Carson Park. Memorial scored a quick snap touchdown and bring this game to 21 points now. It's 43-22, 7:26 still to play.
Al Memorial setting up for the onside kick. Why not? Ball we place the 40, got to get to the 50 and see if that ball gets knocked around a bit and it ends up in your hands.
Brown will attempt the onside kick from the 40-yard line. Here's the kick, takes the bounce, but it will fall right to Marshfield. It will be scooped up nice and easily by Alex Pilsner.
Yeah, he was like a soccer goalie, scooping that ball up like a soccer keeper there. He has legs wide, scooped it up into his belly, and then went right down on that ball.
Did not give Memorial a single chance to get that football, so it will be Marshfield football from just outside the 50-yard line.
Marshfield, by the way, next week takes on D.C. Everest at home at Marshfield.
Howlin is now in at quarterback now for Marshfield. Right behind the center, he'll take the snap. Hand off up the middle here by Carlson. He'll gain roughly 8 yards on this play. And it'll be a second down, and closer to 3 yards on the play, it'll be second and three. 7 minutes still to play here, and Marshfield still leads 43-22. They have the ball at the Memorial 44-yard line. Allen will take the snap. Hand off again up the middle. This time going nowhere is Holland Messner, who is now in at the running back position. It'll be third down and 5 yards to go now for Marshfield.
Crowd, by the way, is thinned out a little bit here. Band, by the way, left after halftime. It's the only thing I don't like. I wish the band would stick around past halftime. I really, really wish they would. I've said that before, though, about basketball games and whatnot. This is a chance to perform, too. It's a chance to perform in front of people, not just perform in a cinder block room somewhere.
As Holland will take the snap and hand it off again to Messner, who is stopped right at the line. He'll go absolutely nowhere.
But my thought is, and I understand, why should the music kids have to be at the football game? That's not what it's about. It's about a chance to perform in front of people. It's a chance to perform. That's what it is. It's an opportunity to perform. It shouldn't feel like it's a punishment. It should feel like it's an opportunity.
Well, Marshfield will boot this ball away here, and Neff will stand at his own 10-yard line as Frick will take the punt at his 41-yard line.
Speaking of students, by the way, a lot of students down to our left still here tonight.
High punt. It'll bounce out of bounds at the 25-yard line after landing in and taking an awkward hop out of play. So Memorial will get the ball at the 25-yard line to start their drive. 5:15 still to play here. Memorial trailing 22-43.
Marshfield's got that second team unit out there defensively, whereas Memorial still has their first teamers in.
Gunlock in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks to pass. Fires near side. He's got Hetke. Puts on a move and is brought down at the 33-yard line by what looks to be Evan Calvary.
And Hetke down along the near side, running in front of his own bench. So before the second and two, they will quickly attend to him. Did you play with a Hetke baseball? I don't think you did you?
I don't think I did, but then we should probably ask the expert on this topic when we get home, aka my mother, who seems to remember every single player I've ever played with, even if it's like 4 or 5 years ago.
Hetke, by the way, quickly gets out of the sideline. Looks like he's okay. Did Marshfield burn a timeout there?
No, they actually used it earlier in the half.
All right, so when we didn't know what was going on that one timeout, that must have been Marshfield. None of the officials had signaled, and for the longest time it was three, still on both sides, and now they've, all right, either way. Well, we got a second down and two coming up with just over five left. Memorial down 43-22, and again, a tremendously big game next week. North looks like they'll be bringing one win to the table. Memorial will likely be bringing zero, and that is in many ways a de facto playoff game for both of the Eau Claire City schools.
Second and two now. Gunlock fakes the give, looks to pass. Fires near side as Clark, who lunges out and makes the catch. Will make the catch at the near side. It'll be a first down to the 37-yard line. And Memorial has a fresh set of downs. Quickly back up the line here. Gunlock looks to the pass far side. He's got Neff. Neff able to get some yardage. He's to the 49-yard line and is brought down by a plethora of Marshfield Tigers. Memorial again up to the line.
You know what, Derek? I found Tay Ferguson.
Gunlock will throw. Catch made over the middle there by Jacob Moretto, who is now over there and, again, moving the chains quickly here.
But, yeah, Marshfield's going to burn a timeout. But remember we said we didn't know where Tay Ferguson was and I couldn't find him at all. I do find him on the sideline below us. He's in a Ferguson's got a he's on crutches and a brace on his left knee. So that is why he's out, and you hope it was nothing more than some type of sprain or something that is sidelining him for a week or two. The young man's committed to Brown University in Rhode Island, not only to play Division I football, but I mean, heck, that's it's sometimes forgotten. Everybody quickly rattles off Princeton, Yale, Harvard, but sometimes people will remember Cornell, to a lesser extent Dartmouth, but don't forget Brown is considered an Ivy. So he's getting an Ivy level education. But so that's why. So poor Memorial, they get Julius Clark back and Aaron Gunlock back today, but again, they were without Tay Ferguson, and hopefully that's not a long-term injury to that young man below us.
First and 10 now. Gunlock, ground ball snap. Gets the ball away after pressure. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons dancing around, able to get about 5 yards on that play. That nearly turned into a loss of 3-4 yards, but just being able to get the ball away. Again, Gunlock throws to the near side, catch made, Clark. And he'll be taken down at the 20-yard line. as now, again, moving the sticks is Memorial. They continue to move here. 4 minutes still to play. Gunlock ready in the shotgun. Takes another low snap. Fires it to nobody. I think Neff and Gunlock had a miscommunication on that last play.
They thought Neff was going to run a post pattern into the end zone, whereas Neff had curled back inside. So that ball just lands with nobody in the same county down around the end zone.
And it'll be second and 10. 3:55 still to play here in this football game. Memorial with the football at the 21 of Marshfield, looking to punch something in here. Second and 10. Here's Gunlock. Takes the snap, dropping back. Now flushed out. Rolls to the near side. Lobs one up for Clark, and he's got it right on the sideline. It'll be third down.
First and goal. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll say first and goal. He got it there, so they'll move the stick. First and goal from the 10. Gunlock looking for Neff, but he can't hold on to it. Neff was cutting across the end zone, but just couldn't hang on to the football. If he had, it would have been 6.
Yeah, this might be coming up against some of the backups for Marshfield, but still has to feel good for Memorial. They're moving the football, maybe generating some momentum, something to build on the film room.
Gunlock looking to the near side, has a man, and he's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. Julius Clark, the one with the touchdown reception, and Memorial puts 28 on the scoreboard. It's 43-28.
So, yeah, 3:32 left to go in this one. And Memorial now down 43-28, down by 15. Looks like they'll go for two. Again, the clock's not on your side by any stretch of the imagination, but you can dream a little bit as they go for two.
And the two-point conversion, they'll hand off to Simmons, and he'll squeak on in. So give them a successful two-point conversion. They'll still be down 13 points, but it's got to feel good now. It's 43-30 now.
Well, now you know there's an onside kick attempt upcoming here. And Memorial, the pathway down 13 points, 43-30, is obviously you'd like to get the onside kick here. If you don't, if you can get a three-and-out stop of Marshfield, you'd get the ball back. You'd think you'd use your timeout. You'd get the ball back with about 2.5 to go in the ball game. You'd have to score quick. At one point, you're going to need the onside kick. My gut feeling, too, is that eventually Marshfield's going to bring their first team defense back out there. You've scored one on a quick snap when they were making adjustments to who was going to be out there. Hey, that was just good football from Memorial, a headsy play. And then on that last drive, you march down on the second-team defense of Marshfield. But as I said before, don't discount that. It feels good. It generates some momentum. You see some plays that work for you. And now Brown will set up for the onside kick. The last time he kicked it to the near side, right at number 10, Pilsner. Who does he pick this time on the near side to be his huckleberry? He's got Camden Colstead there. Let's see what he does.
All right, Brown, here's the kick. It's on the ground, and it will not make it to the 50-yard line. It'll end up short at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, he was trying to go for Colstead, but didn't quite have the angle, and Marshfield will take over. Now 3:32 left. One more first down. In essence, we'll bag the game. Already, realistically, it's not feasible to rally back. But if you can get a three and out, use all your timeouts, you can get the ball back with about 2.5 to go. And then if you can get a quick score again and you'd get a third shot at an onside kick, you never know what would happen.
Yeah, who knows what could happen? You can't predict sports. It's as simple as that. Well, Marshfield will send back out Robinson to play as quarterback. Right behind his center, he'll take the snap. Hand off to the outside. It's Taylor. He'll break free. He's to about the line to gain, and I think he got it. So it'll be...
Man, more missed tackles in the backfield for Memorial. And, you know, it's not about effort, and sometimes it's not even about technique. It's they're just not able to do it, are some of the old Abes right now. They're giving it a good effort, but they just can't. What it's a sign of is you're calling the right defense, and you're getting through these lines, but you're just not able to get these tackles.
They'll say he did not get it, so it'll be second and one here from the 9-yard line of Memorial.
He'd gone out of bounds, by the way, which stopped the clock.
Robinson, handoff up the middle. He's got the first down and more. It's first down for Josh Taylor, and he'll advance the sticks. It'll be first and 10 now from the 32 of Memorial. This is not exactly... If Memorial wanted a chance at back at this game, couldn't really let him advance the sticks at all in this moment, so not ideal. So first and 10 now from the Memorial 32. Robinson from behind his center takes the snap. He'll hand off again, this time breaking free and going all the way is Brody. He's gone all the way from the 32-yard line. It's a 32-yard touchdown run. And just like that, that ends any hope for Memorial. It's now 49-30.
Al Marshfield again came into this game with just two offensive touchdowns. All season long. That's it. Two offensive touchdowns. They have put 49 points on the board. Of course, one of them was a pick six. But wow. And almost all of it in since the last 5 minutes of the first half, as the extra point is good to make it 50-30. Well, we got a moment. We'll talk about it again quickly as we do the postgame show after the final whistle, but you keep going back to this. For the first quarter and a half, Memorial had the momentum. They were up 14-8. Marshfield was driving midway through the second quarter, deep into Memorial territory. Brody Neff, though, got an interception just inside his own end zone. Got tackled at his own one, though, which was big. But you had the interception. You're thinking you got all the... You're sitting in the tall corn at that point. It's all coming up good for Memorial. But the next play, a safety. Then Marshfield scored when they got the ball back. Then after that, there was a strip sack that set up a first and goal. They scored on that. They scored on a 51-yard touchdown pass on the second to last play from scrimmage in the first half. And it turned on a dime in this one for Memorial.
Yep, it just completely turned around on them. Well, the kick is away to Memorial. It'll bounce in their end zone for a touchback, and they'll get the ball at the 20 to start with 2:32 still to play.
So next week, Memorial and North, and depending on the outcome of that game, that'll determine our game in 2 weeks. Right now, tentatively, Menominee and Memorial. But North, which is on their way to a win tonight, if they were to win that Inner City showdown next week, we may very well pivot to North at DC Everest at the end of the month. We'll have to wait and see.
Holmberg is now in at quarterback, and he'll hand the ball off for a gain of just a couple yards, and it'll be second and about 8.
Marcus Holmberg, a sophomore. Tom Westcott telling us before the game. Of course, Holmberg got the start last week. Didn't see much time even in practice as a freshman, as he was injured last football year. So it's his first real true year of any JV or varsity level football.
Holmberg really getting his chance right now to show. Holmberg on first and 10, hands the ball off to the outside. That's Zach Johnson on the football. He'll gain about 3 yards. It'll be second and about 3 yards to go. Quickly back up to the line now is Memorial. A minute 40 still to go. Flags come flying in on the snap. I didn't quite see what happened, but it will back up Memorial. Somebody jumped and it'll back them up an extra 5 yards. So a penalty written game for Memorial. Just continues to come back to them. That is now their 10th penalty of the game. Double digits for them. 90 seconds to go here in this one. Holmberg takes the snap. Hand off to Johnson. Johnson able to squeak through for a little bit of extra yardage, slipping his way through the defensive line.
But would you say like a salmon getting through a grizzly bear's paws?
I'd say so with that situation. All right, 3rd and 3 yards. Holmberg will try to pass, but he throws it into no man's land, looking for Kerstin Trollington. I definitely messed that one up. But it'll be 4th down and 3 yards to go. Minute 3 to go here in this one. Memorial trailing 50-30. And Holmberg will take the low snap, try to run it himself, but he's got nowhere to go, but a flag will come.
Most likely a hold on Memorial, thrown right in the middle of that. So you would think Marshfield would decline that. Marshfield will get the ball back with 58 seconds to go, take a knee or two, and this game will be put away. Of course, the officials are talking. Did somebody maybe get a hand up there on that tackle? That's going to be a face mask on Marshfield. And so a 15-yard penalty on Marshfield. How many penalties is that total in this game, Terry?
That is now the 17th penalty in total in this game.
Now the officials today have earned their $100 apiece. They have they've made sure we know that they're here today. Seen a lot of face masks called this year. We're not obviously right there on the field, but you wonder how much of it is accurate, or how much of it is a little bit of eye candy that the officials are kind of falling for. They see a hand get up around the neck. Obviously, it's a faster moving game down there. Of course, I can question officials because, Derek, I am a baseball.
You are a Wisconsin official umpire. Well, Holmberg tries to throw it to Lorscher over on the near side, but
the number one thing about being a high school official, don't take yourself seriously. If you take yourself seriously or you think you're very important to the game, you're absolutely not. I know that's not the messaging they want. No, we're the least important people that are out there.
2nd and 10 now. Holmberg hands the ball off to the near side. Shedding off the tacklers and running. It's Carter Jagger, the one on that run. Zach Johnson.
I'll add in, too. The only people that are important on that field are the players. Everybody else, the game can be played without those kids. It can be played without them. The kids are the only thing that's absolutely necessary to play any game.
30 seconds on the clock, 1st and 10. Holmberg throws it behind his intended receiver, being Jacob Moretto, at about the 40-yard line. Brings up 2nd down. The Marshfield supporters out beyond us showing their appreciation.
They've got their cell phone flashlights on, and they're waving bye-bye to the Memorial sideline as there's a little run for a couple of yards. Final 20 seconds. We'll see if they run one more play.
Yeah, Zach Johnson on that run. And with just 10 seconds to go, we'll see. Memorial is lined up. They might run one more play, and they will. Holmberg takes snap, looking deep, but there's nobody there. Nearly intercepted in the ball game.
Ball was still in the air before it dropped on the ground, and they stopped the clock with 1 second below us. I think even the Memorial coaches to our right are kind of like, guys, guys going to let that last second expire. So 4th down at the Marshfield 43. Memorial will heave one more here to end the game.
Yeah, might as well. By the way, Dalton Hagen, the one that nearly picked that ball off, which really just would have ended it. Well, 1 second to go. Holmberg will throw one last throw up. Takes a snap. Looking towards the near side. And double coverage is enough to prevent Alex Christensen from making the play. And that will be the ball game. Memorial fall to Marshfield by a final score of 50-30. We'll recap this game when we come back here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game and replay of some of the game's top highlights coming up next.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
It's time for tonight's post-game show, featuring a recap of the game and replays of some of the game's top highlights. Let's go back to Scott Montesano.
The Marshfield Tigers use a blitz of scoring late in the first half and carry on through to win this game over the Memorial Old Abes, 50-30. Memorial led 14-8 midway through the second quarter, but the game turned on a dime right when you thought Memorial had all the momentum following an interception, a safety on the very next play from scrimmage. Marshfield made it 14-10, and Marshfield had all the momentum from there on out, and Memorial could never really get back into this one. And now, Derek, Memorial's got a really tough road to hoe if they are going to make the postseason.
Yep, now it's insane uphill battle time, and it starts against North next week.
So they'll have a tough one, tough road to hoe, but as we'll talk about in a moment, next week, the inner-city rivalry becomes a de facto playoff game for both schools. Well, let's recap this game, Derek.
Well, it started off quickly for Marshfield as after a 12-yard touchdown reception from Hinson with a successful with 4:11 to go in the first quarter, making it 8-0. But with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter, Memorial found themselves on the board when Shamar Simmons ran in from 7 yards out to make it 8-6. But then after that, Julius Clark was successful with 11:27 to go in the second quarter from 30 yards out to make this game 14-8, and it sounded like this.
Probably gonna go for it on fourth if you don't get it here. Gunlock to pass. Gets good protection. Heaves it deep near side along the goal line. Looking for Clark. Leaping catch made. Touchdown. Touchdown Memorial. As Julius Clark leapt over the defender. Jacob Sadowska pulls it at the goal line and backpedals his way in. Touchdown Memorial. And they take the 12-8 lead.
And after that, Brody Neff made himself an interception in the end zone with about 5 minutes, well, about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Under center, Robinson on second and five at the plus 16. He's going to let the pass. Throws far side towards the end zone. Leaping interception made. Brody Neff picks it off at the end zone and then brought down at the 1 yard line by the intended receiver, Brooks Hinson. Neff went off, picked it off a couple yards into the end zone, and Memorial's defense holds the second interception of the game.
But that Brooks Hinson 1 yard stop turned out to be very important, as 5:29 to go, Marshfield would get themselves a safety, and then it's all turns into all Marshfield from there. As with 4:40 to go, Hinson got himself a second with a 15-yard touchdown. Extra point was failed, however, making it 16-14. Then Rhodey got himself on the score sheet with 2:42 to go in the second quarter. That extra point successful, 23-14 the score. And then with just 5 seconds to go in the second quarter, after some questionable timeout usage from Memorial, a 51-yard touchdown reception by Hinson made it 30-14. That's where we stood at halftime. And then it was Hinson again, this time on the defensive side, getting a 50-yard pick six with 10:16 to go in the third quarter. Extra point good, 37-14. Then Rhodey broke it open. It was 43-14 after his 46-yard touchdown run. But then Shamar Simmons, on a odd catching play after they quick snapped Marshfield's second team, which sounded like this, they got a big 80-yard touchdown. You will not forget that one. Oh, a snap here, as this is an interesting situation here. Simmons is going to run. He's going to go to the 30, 20, wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. I'll explain what happens in a moment, but it's a touchdown for Shamar Simmons as he goes a long way to the end zone, and that'll put Memorial back on the scoreboard. And after that, Julius Clark found himself on the scoreboard.
Derek, what did that make the score?
And
describe the play.
Oh, yeah. So what happened on that play was Marshfield's team was set up in a bunch. They were talking over by their sideline, and Memorial must have known the rules correctly because Marshfield was all on the field. If they're on the field, Memorial had free reign to snap. They snapped the football, and Simmons had a wide-open lane to run. So with that touchdown and a successful two-point conversion, that put Memorial trailing 43-22. Then with 3:32 to go in the fourth quarter, Julius Clark found himself on the score sheet with a 10-yard touchdown reception. And it sounded like this.
Build on the film room.
Gunlock looking to the near side, has a man, and he's got it. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. Julius Clark, the one with the touchdown reception. And Memorial puts 28 on the scoreboard. It's 43-28. They would get a successful two-point conversion, and it would be 43-30. But then, about a minute later, with 2:32 to go, Rhodey would wrap up the scoring for Marshfield with a 32-yard touchdown run with a successful extra point, putting the game away 50-30. So that was your scoring from that game. Some key stats from this game. Memorial, just 5 of 13 on third down. Marshfield also just 5 for 12. Fourth downs, Marshfield were 2 for 3. And Memorial just 1 for 3. Penalties in this game, there were plenty of them. Marshfield had 7 of them for 70 total yards. And Memorial had 10, totaling up to 85. Turnovers, Memorial got 2 interceptions. And Marshfield forced a fumble. those are some key stats from this game. When we come back, we will recap the out-of-town scoreboard and say our final goodbyes here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, that's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that...